Blog Talk Radio.
Another time of the day beside morning, I welcome you as well to today's episode of the A New Day Show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and as always, what an honor and a privilege it is for me to be on this broadcast with you today. Today's segment will be spent discussing the Vision Weekend Conference, and why we as part of the team who have put this together, why do we think it is important for you to attend the Vision Weekend Conference? So what we're going to be doing, I am going to be going through all the information we have on the Vision Weekend Conference. I'm going to be passing that on to you. I will entertain your calls, and we're going to back and forth and highlight some pointers why, as entrepreneurs, we need to be where it is happening in order to make something happen in our business. I want to start off today's episode with a very important quote. And I think it is really fitting for today's conversation because we are entrepreneurs and I'm conducting a conversation about entrepreneur. I'm going to read the quote and then you probably know who it is by, but at the end, I will share it with you. And the quote reads, "In the next year or so, my signature will appear on 60 billion of United States currency. More important to me, however, is the signature that appears on my life. The strong, proud, assertive handwriting of the loving father and mother. Of a loving father and mother." And this quote is written by Catherine D. Ortega, one of our U.S. secretaries. U.S. treasurer, excuse me. And I thought this was as a fitting quote to start off our conversation this morning, because as entrepreneurs, we have the opportunity and the ability to have powerful signatures on different things. We have powerful signatures on our own lives. We have it on the lives of our family members, our community, our country, our career. And now, with the global virtual systems that are in place, we certainly can have an impact on the world. So with that being said, that is one of the reasons why I thought it would be important to talk to us this morning and entertain your calls. You can call in 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And let's talk about why. Why attend the Vision Weekend Conference? And I want to read something that one of our speakers says when I ask the question about why the Vision Conference? What are you planning to pass on to people when they come? And here is what the presenter said. He said, I teach people how to build a bridge from their current reality into their brilliant future. I think I need to read that slower. His reply was, I teach people how to build a bridge from their current reality to their brilliant future. And I mean, if that's not reason enough to be there, because there are many of us who aren't operating in our brilliance. And that's why Simon T. Bailey is going to be at the conference to help us with that. And I say us because we as presenters too, we are going to just be sitting and just absorbing from each other. So it's not just for you guys, it is for us as well. Here is something else that Simon T. Bailey said. He said, I show people who have hit the wall. The wall, guys, the wall. For some of us, it's cement wall. For some of us, it's an imaginary wall. But whatever the wall is, he says, he shows those of us who have hit the wall how to personally, professionally, physically, or emotionally, he shows us how to be resilient. So ask yourself the question, are you one of those people who have hit the wall? And I know for those of us who are taking inventory and for those of us who want to be honest about it, we can look in the mirror and we can say, yes, we have hit the wall many times and on several occasions. So then we're going to ask the question, what are we going to be doing in order to stop hitting the wall? And here is the one more thing that Simon T. Bailey said. He says, I give people tips, tools, and techniques to grow in their career and business. These are just a few things that one of our speakers said. So if you're just joining, we are having a conversation on why the Vision Weekend Conference and why you need to be there. Today, I decided we would do this because today is the last day, guys, for the early bird registration, where you will be saving $180 off of the registration. So you need to go to visionweekendconference.com and grab your slot. Now, today is the 15th of February 2012. 15th of February 2012. And today is the cutoff, midnight. Today is the cutoff for the early bird registration. So we ask that you, for those of you who want to get it for the early bird price registration, you need to go to the website and tell your friends. I mean, don't sit around and wait and then before you know it, the early bird is gone and you complain about it, because people are sitting around and they complain about a lot of things instead of taking action. So the website again is visionweekendconference.com. And for those of you who want to call in this morning to talk about or ask any questions, the number to do that is 646-915-8166. Now, before we do any other housekeeping, I want to first take the opportunity to just go through the list of speakers here and introduce them each and every one of them to you. Our keynote speaker, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who will be speaking on Saturday night at the gala and the banquet. We're going to be having a fashion show. We are going to be having live entertainment. And Mr. Simon T. Bailey, you just heard me share with you all the things he's coming there to do. Guys, you must realize that Mr. Simon T. Bailey is recognized number one in the speaking industry around the world. Number one. And he has set time aside to be in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th. At the Vision Weekend Conference. Why is he going to be there? Because he believes in you. He believes in your ability to move from your present reality and to launch out into your brilliance. He believes in you. The question then is, do you believe in you enough to show up? Show up, guys. That's all you need to do. Show up and take action. Our next expert is Miss Crystal Washington. Crystal Washington is a marketing and social media strategist. She shows us systems that we need to utilize and how we need to utilize them so that we are not just sitting around in our little zip codes to do our business, but we are able to position ourselves on the global market and platform to take our piece of the action. Our next speaker is Jan Mallock. And Jan is the master of positive achievement. She prizes herself in showing us how to live a more positive, beneficial life that not only impact our lives personally, but also our career and our businesses. He has a system that shows us how to simplify the things that we are doing, but still to enjoy an abundant, exquisite lifestyle. And Jan is joining us from Scotland. Then we have our SEO expert and social media strategist, Mr. Brian Delaney. Mr. Brian Delaney will be joining us out of California. And he is also one of the sponsors here on their New Day show. And you're going to be hearing from him there about how to position ourselves on the search engine to make sure that you're always in the top position. And our next speaker is Dr. CJ Cohn. Dr. Cohn is the CEO and founder of Dominating Your Destiny. And I want to take this time to say thanks to her for the time spent on her show yesterday to talk about the Vision Weekend Conference. Dr. Cohn has a company called Dominate Your Destiny, and they prize themselves around traveling around the country and showing people how to set up a business for as little as, guys, listen to this, as little as $500. Then we have William Irvin Cohn, and he is the president of Dominate Your Destiny. And of course, he travels with his wife, Dr. CJ Cohn, around the country, showing people how to set up the business for as little as $500. The next person we have is one of our moderators, Mr. Glenn Winfrey. And Mr. Winfrey is an employee of Aetna Insurance. And he's going to be our moderator for the entrepreneurial panel that we are going to have there. You're going to be able to ask them questions. You're going to be able to hear from each and every one of them about how they do things. Our next speaker is Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, and he is a transformational mentor. He has a phenomenal story from homeless to Hawaii in 90 days. And he's going to be telling you how he did it, how after several times, I think seven times, that he made seven-figure income and still hit rock bottom, what he has discovered and create that allow him to move out of homeless to Hawaii in 90 days. Then we have Mr. Leon Ellis. Mr. Ellis is out of New York City, Harlem, to be exact. And for those of you who live in New York City and you go, you walk around Harlem, you realize that it's not Harlem as usual. It's just so much that is going on there. It's so much renovations and everything. Well, this gentleman, Leon Ellis, he has prized himself in that community. And he has not only vested interest, but he has also invested in the community. He has invested into businesses. He's an entrepreneur. He's a restaurateur. He's a motivational speaker. He has restaurants, and he has the Harlem Underground right there. And he's coming to share with you, to tell you why it is important to invest in your neighborhood and some of the things that you can do to just keep building. Our next speaker is Mr. Stephen Jackson. Mr. Jackson is the general manager of RDZ Media, LLC. He calls himself the original Greek geek, and he is a new media guru. Then our next speaker is Miss Yolanda Webb. Yolanda is the editor-in-chief of Elon Couture magazine, and she's also the CEO of the Elon Cosmetics. And she has an amazing story. She's also an author. And she's going to be coming there to just share with you how you can follow through on the desires of your heart as she did. Our next speaker is Mr. Sam Orm. Mr. Orm is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide. And he's coming there to just show you how it doesn't matter what it is you're thinking about. You just need to take action and to make things happen for you. You don't have any reason to be sitting around and to be complaining about what you don't have when you can make a difference. Our next speaker is Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Crawford, for anyone who is on the internet and you're into internet marketing or anything like that, you know that Willie Crawford is the granddaddy of internet marketing. He started when he was in the military and then he retired a millionaire. And as I go through their bios later on, which I'm going to take the time to do today, because I want for you to understand who has committed to serving you and to help you build your business. Our next speaker is attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, who is an intellectual capital attorney. She will help us to protect our properties because we get so busy and so focused out there about making money, and we do not protect our stuff. So we have to understand the importance of just protecting what is ours so we don't get burnt out of shape when somebody else takes it and move ahead with it. So she's going to be there to talk to us about the importance of protecting our intellectual capital. Our next speaker is Mr. James Nemley. He's the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. And as he says, nobody builds them better. So he's going to be there to share with us. Our next speaker is Ms. Chandel Pitts. And Ms. Chandel Pitts is a design consultant that helps us with our image. And she's going to be one of our panelists telling us why it is important to have a great energy. I tell you, she does a phenomenal work. I introduced her to someone out in New Mexico. And the person called me in the middle of the night because they were so excited when they got their logo and said, oh, you got to go on my website. Go look at my website and see. So you want to have a sharp image, and you need to be working with the right design consultant to have that. And that's why we have her as part of our platform. The next person is Jennifer Sertl. Jennifer Sertl is the president and CEO of Agility 3R. And she's also an author of the book Strategic Leadership and the Soul. She co-authored with someone else who is also on the platform. And when I get to that person, I will tell you the name. And they just prize themselves in helping us to have a paradigm shift in our thinking and to have us be able to position ourselves to compete in the global market, even as entrepreneur. What does it take for us to be in the big leagues? You know? And we just have to be opening ourselves to learn all of this. So That's for my friend and spiritual sister, Jennifer Sirtle. The next gentleman on the platform is Mr. Edward Foxworth III. And Edward is a personal productivity strategist. He is so excited about being on the platform, not only because of the wealth of knowledge and information he has to pass on to you. However, he is a native son of New York. He's the son of a Black Panther. And he is so excited about coming back to share with his people. He said that, "I grew up in New York. New York gave me my base and my foundation. And although I live in Detroit now, I still hold New York close to my heart because that is home. And I want to come back and I want to impart in my people all that I have learned over these many years." So we are excited to have Ed Foxworth III and the platform. The next person on the platform is Mr. Kobe Huberman, and he is the CEO of Strategic Landscape LTD. He is coming to us from Israel, and he is also the head of the peace initiative in Israel. However, Kobe is an entrepreneur that spent many years in that field and helping others to just build up their prominence in the entrepreneurship arena. And Kobe is also an author. He is the co-author of Strategic Leadership and the Soul with Jennifer Sirtle. So that's just to tell you briefly about the speakers and the platform. And then I'm going to be telling you about why the Vision Weekend Conference. The Vision Weekend Conference will take place in New York City when? March the 23rd through the 26th. The Vision Weekend Conference, designed to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. Attendees of the Vision Weekend 2012 will gain insights to grow your business and make more money, attract and retain new customers and clients, learn to understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your businesses and brands. Understand how social media can help leverage the global marketplace. It will also give you insight in understanding how to network with entrepreneurial peers and business owners. Who should attend Vision Weekend 2012? Small business owners and entrepreneurs? Anyone thinking of starting their own business? Marketers, authors, coaches, doctors, lawyers, accountants, bookkeepers, and other sales professionals. Those currently serving as or desire to be leaders in their organization. So if you are in the in a non-profit organization and you are just so stuck at this part where you are, you can come to this conference and you will be getting some fresh ideas, some tools and some techniques which will help you to position yourself for moving up the success ladder. Guest speakers will include industry leaders from around the world, represented a wide array of fields. I mentioned to you their names not too long, and in a few minutes, I will take the time to read through their bios and their skills and areas of expertise so you can understand who is coming together. Where will this take place? It will be at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square, New York. The prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square. You can visit the website at visionweekendconference.com. Join us on Twitter at visionweekend11 and facebook.com/visionweekend. We want for you to stop there and we want for you to support us. Now, I also want to share with you some of the things you heard me mention at the top of the hour, some of the feedback that our speakers said when we ask why should someone come to the Vision Weekend Conference, and you know, what issues can they help to bring a positive solution to. And one speaker said, as you heard me mention, I'm going to just go over that again, I teach people how to build a bridge from their current reality into their brilliant future. I show people who have hit the wall, personally, professionally, physically, or emotionally, how to be resilient. I give people tips, tools, and techniques to grow their career and their business. Another speaker said, I teach people how to convert their adversities into advantages and use those lessons to build success. Another one says, I help people learn how to create new self-dialogue, which will change their future for the better. I provide people with the tools, supports, and techniques for them to operate and face and focus on their purpose for a greater success. I help my clients to alleviate a lack and poverty mindset. I help others create a system to fight a bad economy. Here are some more from other of the speakers. I help you to achieve more through simple positive living. How to get rid of thoughts and beliefs that are holding you back. I teach you how to eliminate distractions and procrastination. I teach you how to create strategies to get things done. I show you how to adopt a much more positive outlook on life. And here, the things I just mentioned to you right here now are just a few things from some of our speakers. Just a few things. From some of our speakers. So guys, you hear firsthand of some of the things that's getting ready to take place there. What reasons do you have not to turn up for action? We have 19 people who have decided to come together and to invest in you. Invest in you. Invest in you. So all you need to do is to turn up. I also want to remind you that when you attend the Vision Weekend Conference, you will not need to choose workshops. Because you know what? It is designed and structured for you to receive all the speakers. And I don't mean virtually. I mean sitting in their presence. Have the opportunity to ask your questions. But you are getting it firsthand. Every one of us, each and every one of us will be presenting to the general attending population. So I want to just go over here for a little commercial break.
Superfastlinkbuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. superfastlinkbuilding.com.
Okay, and that's the gentleman that he's also going to be on the platform at the conference, Mr. Brian Dulaney. I have in my hand the book called Awaken the Entrepreneur Within, and How Ordinary People Can Create Extraordinary Companies by Michael E. Gerber. He is the granddaddy of entrepreneurship around the world. I'm also a certified facilitator for his program. And I want to just read different things here that I see will be beneficial for us. And I want to take the time to read it, because a lot of times I think we are so busy going and we are not focusing on what needs to give us success. The personal dream. How many personal dreams have you had? Write them down. As many as you can remember. What happens to them? How many cars have you bought? What happened to them? How many awards have you sought? What happened to you after you won them? How many new things have you bought? What happened to them after you bought them? Stop and focus on the nature of personal dreams. What do they feel like when you first have them? When you begin to pursue them, when you either succeed at realizing them or fail to do so. What is the reality of personal dreams in your life? Feel what it means to be you when you are pursuing the fulfillment of a personal dream. Feel what it means to you when you succeed in getting what you wanted. See the continuity of your life as it goes from one personal dream to another, and yet another. Stop and focus on the nature of your personal dreaming. Feel it as deeply as you can. And, you know, this is something that can all of us, each and every one of us, can relate to. Everything vanishes around me, and works are born as if out of the void. Ripe graphic fruits fall off. My hands has become the obedient instrument of a remote will. And this is a quote by Paul Kleen. If you are just joining us, we're talking about why should you attend the Vision Weekend Conference taking place in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel at 145 West 44th Street in Times Square. I want to now take this opportunity to introduce you to some verbiage about our speakers. And we will start with our keynote speaker. Our keynote speaker, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, is an author. He is also a motivational speaker. For Simon T. Bailey, there's no such thing as ordinary. Like Thomas Jefferson, the thought leader, author, and renowned speaker, believes we are all endowed with certain unalienable rights. But to the notion of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Simon adds that it is the responsibility of each of us to unlock the true brilliance buried deep within. Simon's convictions were forged as the son of an immigrant father from Jamaica, my homeland, and further cultivated by a career in the travel and tourism. An industry that aggressively promotes natural and cultural brilliance found in destinations around the world. Experience gleamed in leadership roles with influential organizations like the Walt Disney Company helped him foster an in-depth understanding of the formidable challenges, pressures, risks that business faces on a daily basis. Although his sanity was questioned with his decision to depart from the security of corporate life and take the entrepreneurial leap, his belief in brilliance has been validated by the remarkable success of the Brilliance Institute, his own venture dedicated to helping others chart a life-changing path to self-discovery. He has helped thousands find fulfillment in their careers and joy in their lives through his best-selling books, Release Your Brilliance. Simon believes brilliant service is the bottom line. Simon believes success is an inside job, and Simon says, dream. Live a passionate life. As an author, speaker, and personal mentor and coach, his mission is to reawaken people's geniuses and help businesses organize and individuals achieve their full potential. His perspectives and inspiring views have helped thousands of C-suite leaders and employees reignite their personal brilliance. He addresses global recognized organizations like CNN, News Services, Microsoft, McDonald's, Nationwide University of Phoenix, Society for Human Resources Management, the American Hospital Association, and personally mentor leadership of Fortune 1000 companies. And it's not finished, guys. What draws people to Simon and his inspirational messages are his contagious energy, compassion, and humor. This has led to him being recognized by Speakers Magazine as one of the top 25 hot speakers, and being named Speaker of the Year by Meeting Professionals International San Diego Chapter. His commitment to community also resulted in recognition as Central Florida Man of the Year. His words of wisdom and compassion have featured in numerous newspapers, magazines, and internet sites. He holds a master's degree from Faith Christian University and also recently awarded him an honorary doctorate for his global impact. Simon lives a happy and fulfilled life in Central Florida with his wife and two children. Ladies and gentlemen, our keynote speaker, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. I will move on down to Mr. Brian Delaney. Mr. Brian Delaney is an SEO expert. His company is Superfast Link Building. Brian is a CEO expert who helps companies and people get number one rankings on Google, as well as the other search engines. Brian is a master when it comes to launching your personal brand or products online. From lead capture to follow-up marketing systems to social media, Brian can help you. In 2007, while attending Liberty University, Brian started blogging and affiliate marketing, and within the first 7 days generated $700 in commission. From there, he went on to helping companies dominate the first page of Google and continued to do affiliate marketing for himself and his family. Quickly, companies began hiring Brian to do their SEO and internet marketing. Before finishing his master's degree in marketing from Liberty University, Brian quickly built over a six-figure income in less than 3 months. Over the past few years, Brian has created patent-pending lead generation and follow-up marketing systems that are helping the everyday person create success. Many companies and people rely on Brian's expertise, consulting, and strategy. Brian recently launched a suite of products, including super fast SEO results, super fast social media, and super fast link building, which is a privately owned personal blog network with over 5,000 domains with up to 15 years in age and page ranking up to 7, which has incredible authority online. If you are looking to get started with your own brand of products, or if you already have a presence and want to increase your ranking and exposure, then Brian Delaney is your guy. And you are getting the opportunity to see him in New York, March the 23rd through the 26th at the Vision Weekend Conference. Our next speaker is Edward Foxworth III. He is a personal productivity strategist. He's the owner of Foxworth Marketing Group. Edward Foxworth is an entrepreneur, author, and national speaker. As CEO of Foxworth Marketing Group, a marketing and communication agency aimed at connecting corporate America with emerging ethnic consumers, Foxworth utilizes his experience as a television and talk show personality to provide solutions that maximize adversities and maximize advertisers' return on their investment. He is the author of three self-help books, all available on his website. It's Just Dominoes, The Six Routines of Self-Discovery, and the third, a company workbook to the six routines entitled A Discovery Journal, which was recently released in print as an iPhone app, enabling you to take your goal planning with you. Passionate about personal and professional productivity, he is often asked to speak at conferences, corporate trainings, and educational institutions. Across the country, Mr. Foxworth is a champion for entrepreneurship and shares his theories as a television and radio host. His belief is that we each are a brand with an entrepreneurial mindset, and that a focus on growth every day is the answer to accomplishing lifelong objectives. Finally, Mr. Foxworth's advocacy on the topics concerning homelessness and men's health issue have been highlighted throughout his career as he supports community-based efforts to address these problems. If you are just joining me, we are discussing why the Vision Weekend Conference, why you need to be there. And this is what I'm doing, is giving you all the different speakers' bio and share with you why you need to be there. And I'll go on and I'm going to read another personal dream from the stop and focus of the Awaken the Entrepreneur Within by Michael E. Gerber. The impersonal dream. This is more difficult than you could ever imagine. Trying to come to the place where you don't matter and only the customer matters. Stop and focus on that for a moment. See the customer. See him. See her. The only thing that matters to the entrepreneur is what his or her customer wants. The entrepreneur wants to treat his or her customer better than anyone else. It goes out, not in. That's exactly where the entrepreneurial focus must go. Out, not in. Do you see why the invention of the business of your own has nothing to do with what you want? Unless, of course, what you want has only to do with your customers, not with you. That the impossible dream lives in someone else and not in you. That the sudden scene of that, the amazing clarity about that, the excitement that comes from that is where the true entrepreneurial action is. Stop and focus on an impersonal dream. Name one, then two, then three. Go for as long as you can. Focus on a customer who needs something he or she can't get, who wants something no one yet has provided to you, to him or her. You are right now beginning the true work of the entrepreneur. And to do that work truly, you must stop and focus. For as long, as deep as you possibly can. Yes, this is where the action is. This is the beginning of a dream that has a meaning. And you're probably asking, why is Daphne reading all of this from Michael E. Gerber's book, Awaken the Entrepreneur Within? Because the reasons that Michael so eloquently penned here for us are the very same reasons why this powerful team of 19 people has come together to help you make a difference in your career. We have come together to help you to live your dream. When a man journeys into a far country, he must be prepared to forget many of the things he has learned and to acquire such customs that are inherent with existing in the new land. He must abandon the old ideals and the old gods. And oftentimes he must reverse the very codes by which his conduct has hitherto been shaped. This is a quote from Jock London in Far Country. Sudden shock. It happens to every one of us at one or more times in our life. If we are lucky, that is. What happens is a sudden shock. It is absolutely necessary component of the awakening of the entrepreneur within us. No sudden shock, no dream worth pursuing. My sudden shock, says Michael Gerber, came in 1975. Was to see the world and each and every business within it has a complete, unified, intelligent system. I saw that once. It was not something that happened over time, even though elements of it came to me over time. It struck me all at once. First it was there, then suddenly it was. First it wasn't there, then suddenly it was. This sudden shock that showed me how the world really was. And it happened in such an unpredictable way. I had been working with Arnie's client. Along with many new clients, I began to create for Arnie with my new and compelling story that I made up for Arnie. Finally, an ad agency that not only create leads for your business, but shows how to close them. Wow, an ad agency that had suddenly morphed into the sales agency. We didn't create ads, we create sales. Business began to boom for Arnie. And of course, if it boomed for Arnie, it would boom for me, because I was the one on the firing line. I was the one who had to deliver on Arnie's ad agency's promise. I was the one who not only sold the new business Arnie was getting, but had to deliver the promise to it. And I did, in the form of selling system, and prove to transform Arnie's business as well as his clients' businesses. But still, something was missing. It dogged my heels everywhere I went. Every small business I walked into seemed to be a collection of broken pieces and seemed to fail in the most fundamental ways. If the product worked, the people didn't. If the people worked, they worked far too hard for what they earned in return. When the money went up, the pleasure seemed to go down. People argued a lot, felt little satisfaction at what they did. The places were high tech, but were low energy. All the work seemed to spiral into many unpredictable fits and starts. And nobody seemed to have a handle on it. Nobody seemed to be able to explain the whole of it. Only their part of it is that. Understand to me, in this world of engineers, life was amazing. I couldn't understand how anybody would get bored in such a highly charged environment. Everything in Silicon Valley was new. Miracles were being created everywhere you looked. No one seemed to be appreciated. It. To me, it was a candid store of opportunity. To everyone, it seemed to be business as usual. That wasn't completely true, of course. There was a lot of excitement at Apple Company, at Apple Computer. However, when I asked questions of managers of Apple about how their dealers' businesses work, nobody knew anything. It's their business. It's not our business, the Apple guy said. And when I asked the same question of the Apple dealers, he or she would look at me like I was a lunatic. What do you mean? That's how it is throughout Silicon Valley in those days. As I wandered from business to small business in 1975 to 76, working my newborn sales system logic. And then in McDonald's, I suddenly saw it. Please accept my apology if you have read this book before, dear reader, because I have said it in every little one of my books, that if McDonald's was not the Holy Grail, it certainly was Ray Kroc. And if I fail to tell you this, McDonald's, my throws, now you will miss the entire point of the sudden shock that awakened. It was as if I were born again. I walked into McDonald's on a bright day, and I suddenly saw what was missing in every single business I've been consulting. I saw the system. I saw the color of it, the shape of it, the size of it, the form of it, the amazing eloquence of it, the people of it, the rhythm of it, the sound of it, the bright white light of it, and the bustle and extreme hustle of it. So help me God. In this sudden moment, I felt McDonald's as though it was some grand and glorious marching band. Did you ever see anything in garnish, brass, primary colors, looking so grateful to be alive? Did you ever see kids whooping and hollering when they were simply working for a short change and a few measly dollars? Did you ever imagine you could create a system in a burger stand where kids impatiently but thankfully stood in line to get their burgers and fries or Big Macs as their tiny, tiny toys? All the kids' box with gimmicks and gadgets and puzzles and promises written all over it. Did you ever imagine something so processed as a hamburger and fries and a Coke could make such aromas? Of course not. Nor could anyone else. But Ray Kroc did and was blessed for having done it by countless millions of moms. No, billions. That's what I walked into on that day. Those dates I failed to remember. But I will never forget the picture I created in my mind's eye. Whoa, I thought, I can do that. Anyone can, If they see it, if they feel it, if they understand it, magic of it, anyone can. And with that thought in mind, I rushed out to my next client's business to knock his unwary head off his shoulders with a story to beat the band. Yes, we at the Vision Weekend Conference, we got a sudden shock. And that's why we have come together to share that with you. Sudden shock. What lessons are important to awaken the entrepreneur within you? And did this story about McDonald's have anything to do with all of this? What impact did it have on my shoulder and my sudden seeing it? What was the shock that I spoke about? Stop and focus. What does the shock have to do with your life, with your potential, with your dreams? Stop and focus. Make a list as quickly as you can of the shocks you have in your life that enable you to see a truth you had never seen before. What happened in each and every case? List the outcomes. Then stop and focus on each. Do not do anything. Just allow the experience to do what they do. Stop and focus and let your imagination do the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you need to be at the Vision Weekend Conference. This way, we can do this collectively with each other. Collectively. If you're in the chat room and you have a question, type it or you can call in 646-915-8166 to join this conversation of why. We are going to go back and now I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Willie Crawford. Willie Crawford was raised on a tobacco farm in North Carolina. Living off welfare most of his youth, his family was so poor that he once wore his grandmother's shoes to school while working to earn money to replace his own dilapidated pair. This built a burning desire in Willie to break away from the circle of poverty and build his own business. Willie worked his way through college and then joined the U.S. Air Force, where he traveled to 47 different countries while serving as a navigator on a C-130 transport aircraft. During that time, Willie also learned a little of five different languages. In 1996, while still serving in the U.S. Air Force in Hawaii, Willie decided to start his own internet business. By the time he retired as a major in 2003, Willie had built that into a six-figure part-time income. Willie is now one of the world's leading internet marketing, joint venture, and website traffic generating experts. Having taught at dozens of seminars in the United States, Malaysia, Singapore, and the UK, Willie has created dozens of information products written over 16 100 articles and 34 ebooks on commerce. He's hosted seminars and now hosts his own radio show several times per week. Willie also owns several small software companies and even his own web hosting company, which will find a niche. Simple.com. Being a prophetic information product creator with a knack for spotting winning products ideas, Willie has coached dozens of clients through creating and launching their own successful products. Willie has over 2,400 websites, some of which get over 1 million unique visitors per month. Willie uses his proven traffic generation tactics to generate a steady stream of website visitors and leads for his online customers and for local offline businesses. Willie teaches these very same traffic generation tactics at workshops and at conferences. Willie leverages his knowledge of online marketing and the connections that he developed over the years to help others launch products. Willie often serves as a middleman in a joint venture broker. He's also executive director of the International Association of Joint Venture Brokers, founder of the Internet Marketing Inner Circle, and founder of the JV Academy. Willie has written several books, including a bestseller, Soul Food Cookbook, featuring in the Soul Food Museum in Atlanta, Georgia, and an acclaimed inspirational biography of Get Off the Porch. When Willie is not busy teaching e-commerce online via his membership site at the Internet Marketing Inner Circle, teaching local businesses to use the internet to drive more business through their doors, or orchestrating joint ventures, he enjoys deep sea fishing in the Gulf of Mexico, not too far from his Florida home. Our next speaker is Mr. Brian Ridgway, Level 5 Paradigm. Brian Ridgway is a transformational mentor who assesses people in instantly break through all barriers and begin living the life of their dreams. Most of his clients are people who have already invested years or decades in personal development with limited result. Brian's speed and clarity of creating breakthroughs is drawing a rapid expanding audience. In the business realm, he has created over 150 million in documented revenue for clients in 70 different industries, and has created over 11 million in personal sales and consulting. In the personal development and self-help arenas, his ideas are revolutionary and radically effective. Brian invested over $150,000 in personal development, self-help, law of attraction, and transformational education. Along the way, he discovered the four exciting paradigms and notice the self-limiting threads running through all of them. It's led to creation of what he calls the level 5 paradigm. He is currently sharing his paradigm in level 5 webinars and speaking into private coaching. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway will be there for you to access him one-on-one. Our next speaker is Miss Yolanda Webb. Her company is Elan Cosmetics, and she's editor-in-chief of Elan Couture Magazine. Yolanda Webb is president and chief executive officer of Elan Inc. Elan is the parent company of Elan Couture Publishing, which publishes Elan Couture Magazine and non-fiction and fiction books targeting Black women and teens. And Elan Cosmetic LLC, beauty company for Elan Couture Cosmetics brand. Elan Inc. has been recognized over the past several years by Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce, the Urban League, the African American Chamber of Commerce, the Women's Business Courier, the Cincinnati Enquirer, the Cincinnati Herald, the Cincinnati Business Courier, and who is who among executive and professional women for its mission and vision in helping to create positive images for Black women and girls, and to empower Black women towards entrepreneurship. Elan is a company considered by many to be transformational in nature and empowering in vision. Leaving home at the age of 16, Yolanda attended Tennessee State University in Nashville. Upon graduating, she married her college sweetheart and traveled the world, where she lived abroad in numerous places, including Tokyo, Japan. She currently holds a master's degree in humanities and theology. Prior to starting Elan LLC, Yolanda led a distinguished career in the private and non-profit sector as executive and senior administrator. In 1998, on behalf of Hamilton County, Yolanda testified before both Ohio and U.S. Senate on behalf of individuals with disability regarding the issue of housing shortages, and some of the most vulnerable citizens. Today, Elan brands are becoming globally world leaders, and the magazine and beauty and fashion category for Black women. Yolanda is responsible for developing the company's creative image, publish editorial content, and the financial and operational strategy to grow the customer base and brand equity across each brand. The monthly publication of Elan Couture Magazine began in 2009 as an online blog and quickly grew onto both the print and digital magazine, with the readership of 300,000 online and 10,000 printed copies are sold. Yolanda has won numerous awards for her business and community work. Notable among these are leadership awards. She is a sought-after public speaker who speaks empowering words to women about life, relationships, career, and self. Her Word of the Day blog is widely read and shared on the internet via her website. A social networking site such as Facebook and Twitter. Yolanda has been called a dynamic and creative professional. Yolanda is the author of 4 books, Luck Does Not Live Here, The Real Principles of Prosperous Living for Black Women, The Soul of My Sister, Love Never Ends. A Twist, a Whiskey Girl's Mystery, the Case of the Dropped Pearl, Have a Little Talk with God, A Prayer Journal. She is currently working on the following manuscript: Black Girls Reclaiming Our Beauty, The Black Girls Manifesto, Making the Case Against Lack and Rebuilding Our Communities, Remembering Lola, A Remembrance of Nana, Power of the People, What Strong Black Communities Like. Yolanda has 2 beautiful children, Warren Louise Shadworth and Sasha Elon Butler, and 2 adorable grandchildren, Addison Riley Butler and Carly Isabel Butler. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to Yolanda Webb. The beauty about it, you will have the opportunity to see her in person at the Vision Weekend Conference. Our next speaker is Jennifer Sertle. Jennifer Sertle is president of Agility 3R, an organizational effectiveness company whose primary objective is aligning strategy and people to create customer value. Jennifer brings 12 years of management and level experience. Management level experience, where she has supported significant paradigm shifts in both the telecommunication and healthcare industry. Her expertise lies in the coordination of executive leadership, shareholder responsibility, and employment engagement. Her most notable client has been Public Aligned Geniuses in Wyoming, Inc., the fastest growing transportation company in the NYSE. Another client include Optimax Systems, Inc., Zeta International, Global Crossing, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Frontier Communications, Landsman Development Company, Tabertronics, and 27 Rochester-based small businesses. In addition, Jennifer has been involved with Vistage, the world's largest CEO membership organization, when she ran the 3 CEO roundtables. Jennifer travels extensively through the United States, delivering keynote talks and agility, resilience, responsiveness, and reflection for global economy. (Clears throat) Jennifer's strategy, leadership on the soul, is published and can be found on Amazon. Jennifer is actively involved in her community and serves on several boards. Jennifer holds 2 bachelor's degrees from the University of Colorado, Boulder. She lives in Rochester, New York with her husband and 3 children. Yes, I just have to moisten my sweet darling throat. Yes, I want to, I will continue to share. We will not be able to do all, but I will just pick out a few. The dream is born. For this is what we do. Put one foot forward and then another. Lift our eyes to the snarl and smile of the world once again. Think, act, feel. And our little consequences to the tides of good and evil that flow and drain the world. Drag our shadowed crosses into the hope of another night. Push our brave hearts into the promise of the new day. With love, the passionate search for a true another than our own. With longing, the pure, infectable yearning is to be saved. For as long as faith keeps waiting, we live on. God help us. God forgive us. We live on. Gregory George Roberts is that quote came from. A dream is born. Time to stop and focus. It is time to dream. It is time to care about something bigger than you. It is time to imagine something sorely needed in the world. The world you live in that somebody would pay to have. It is time to look around you and ask yourself, what's missing in this picture? Every place you look, if you look carefully and with interest, you will find something missing in this picture. Services aren't being provided as promised. Products aren't being delivered as promised. Nothing is easy. Everything is difficult. Everywhere you look, people are doing without. Not without what there is plenty of, but without what is unavailable to them. If the lawn isn't cut the way the customer wants it, something is left out. If the pool isn't serviced the way the customer wants it, something is left out. If the car isn't repaired the way the customer wants it, something is left out. The customer flies is uncomfortable. The baggage the customer is waiting for is either lost or late. The taxi the customer hails is dirty. The driver is rude, and the trip is uncomfortable, too expensive. Something is always left out. What do you see around you? What's missing in the picture of your life? How many opportunities do you see waiting for you to transform into opportunities for some customers? How many ways do you see to begin the pursuit of your impossible? I want to now introduce you to Crystal Washington. Crystal Washington, her company's Social Tunities, hired by companies including Google, Microsoft, General Electric. Crystal shares valuable marketing and social media networking techniques that create results. Crystal Washington is a marketing strategist, social media consultant, an international keynote speaker, and owner of a Houston-based marketing firm and social media training company, Social Tunities. Crystal teaches professionals of all knowledge level how to leverage marketing techniques, social media, and network effectively. With a winning track record in hospitality marketing management, as a corporate professional, Crystal transformed to entrepreneurship in 2006. Fortune 500 companies and entrepreneurs wanting to leverage unique marketing strategy and tools like LinkedIn to support companies' goals frequently seek Crystal. She has impacted companies and associations and entrepreneurs all over the world. Crystal recently received the Evolving Eve Award from Houston Woman Magazine as recognized as one of the 2011 top 25 women in Houston by Commercial Bank and Steel Media, and has appeared on Black Enterprise Magazine, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, Black MBA Magazine, and CareerBuilders.com. She has appeared on ABC, NBC, and CBS. Our next speaker is Mr. Sam Orm. Mr. Sam Orm is CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide. One Voice Worldwide is a national telecom provider with services that range from VoLP onto wireless healthcare and wellness, and now social media. One Voice Worldwide is being recognized nationally as one of the fastest growing marketing companies in North America and in Europe. Mr. Orm is also creator of the worldwide social media company, One Voice Media, which is featured rich social networking site that allows visitors to enjoy, share, and discover digital media and content download from music, from music to, I just lost focus of my ringing phone here. Mr. Orm also created of the world social media company, Voice Media, which is a feature-rich social network site that allows visitors to enjoy, share, and discover digital media and content download from music to television throughout the world. Mr. Orm attended Florida A&M M University. Where he excelled as the three-time president of the world's famous Florida A&M University Marching Band and two-time president of the Kappa Kappa PSI fraternity. Mr. Orme received international recognition for becoming a regional president of the $600 million company. We're building his own multi-million dollar business through network marketing, music, sports, and owning his own restaurant. Because of his success, Mr. Orme was featured on the national syndicated show, The Black Enterprise Report. Also, Mr. Orme was being selected selected to the position of director of the FraserNet Conference, which is one of the premier networking associations in America. Mr. Orme is positioning his company for future worldwide expansion through Europe, Africa, and Asia in 2011 and 2012. Mr. Orme thought the future of business is now, and it's in our hand. Our next speaker that I want to introduce today is Creative Director of Black Cat Design, Chandel Pitts. Black Cat Design is a minority-owned graphic design firm specializing in print design, corporate images and logo, and stationery, brochures, newsletters, event graphics, invitation, banners, posters, souvenirs, journal, flyers, and postcards. In the fall of 2011, Black Cat Design opened up a branch office in Richmond, Virginia, and is focusing on the D.C. and Washington market. So there you got it from some of our speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference. Remember that today is the early bird cutoff. And I know as entrepreneurs, everybody is looking for a deal. So up until midnight today, you will share, if you choose to register or when you choose to register, you will share into the saving of $180 so long as you decide to sign up for the early bird registration. Taking the dream apart. This relationship between your dreamer and your thinker is very delicate one. Don't forget that the dreamer and thinker can be two separate people, or they can be two facets of one entrepreneur. If the dreamer becomes overwhelmed by the thinker's incredible left brain energy, as can easily happen, after all, what is a dream but a vaporous idea that has never been real before? The whole enterprise can quickly come tumbling down. To prevent what you must take your dream apart suddenly, every minute, detail, and then pick it back, put it back together again to see what it looks like. So when your dreamer begins to doubt this, his or her judgment, ask the question, what do I want? What is frequent? as you can, and then answer it by a restatement of your dream as articulately as you can. Your dream is more important at this point than your vision. More important than anything else. Your dream is everything. If you form the justification of your enterprise, you need to develop as many different ways to express it as possible. You need to find reasons in the world that says, so if this is why you are as passionate about your dream, I get it. You need to solicit feedback by sharing your dream with as many people as possible. Ask them to support your cause by sending your stories and facts that will help you achieve it. You also need to pay attention to your dream every day. Tell stories about your dream every day, especially when you have invited your thinker to help you, your left brain. The thinker is the left brain side of the right brain dreamer, who has a new, intelligent, emerging, and evolving creator. In beginning, the rich in the credible creative process of inventing your own enterprise. What it does, how it does it, why it does it that way, and how it makes money. You, as the awakened new entrepreneur, are not only here to embrace your dream, but to protect and defend it. All it has is you, because all it is in you. Now, these are all the reasons why you need to be at the Vision Weekend Conference. And these are all the reasons why we came together to support you in everything that you want to do. You do not need to do it alone, because each and every one of us has come together so we can hold each of us accountable. Yes, we want to hold each of you accountable, and we want to hold each other accountable as well. You do not have to do it alone unless you choose to. So why not invest in you? Invest in who you deserve to become, and have a story so you can write a book that will change the outlook on entrepreneurs. You can write a book. You can have your own program that during the time when the economy was down, you decide to take a risk on yourself and you became successful. And this is why you can now take somebody by the hand and lead them into success. You must say yes. Say yes to your empowerment. Say yes to your transformation. Say yes to your involvement. Most certainly, your success is your responsibility. Creating wealth is up to you. Do you think that you deserve it? Ask yourself the question as you go around asking everybody, what you think I should do, what you think I should do. Steal yourself, stand in front of the mirror and ask the person who is looking back at you, what should I do? The Vision Weekend Conference 2012 is created to serve you and to help you to achieve the goals that you want. I want to thank the Spain U.S. Chamber of Commerce for believing in the vision and for partnering with us. We want to thank them and their executive director, Mrs. Priscilla Bokuku, for their belief in the vision. Join us in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th. The Vision Weekend Conference 2012 is a conference designed to create, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business people. People attending the Vision Weekend Conference will gain insight on growing your business and making more money, attract and retaining new customers and clients, learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your business and brand. Understand how social media can help to leverage your global market. You will also get the opportunity to network with peers. Who should attend the conference? Small business owners, authors, barbers, landscapers, bookkeepers, attorney, judges, any small business or entrepreneur, anyone thinking of starting their own business, marketers, and other professionals, those who are currently serving or would desire to serve in a leadership capacity. Our speaking platform spans from across the world with some of the greatest speakers in the entrepreneurial arena. And this conference is designed for you to utilize and benefit from each and every speaker. You will not be choosing between workshops, because the conference will be taking place in the historic Hudson Theater, located right there at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. So you will have all the opportunity to listen to each and every speaker firsthand. There will be systems in place to support you in growing your business and to come back the next year. And what we are looking, when we hit year three of this conference, we very much want to see some of the participants from Vision Weekend Conference 2012 be able to be on that platform to give some of their testimonies that will be able to help the people that are just joining the conference. So listen, if you are looking for great opportunity to move into the speaking industry, we are here committed to helping you. Visit the visionweekendconference.com site. Join us on Twitter at visionweekend1, Facebook, facebook.com/visionweekendconference. We are committed to serving you. And all that you need to do is to turn up. Just turn up. Leave the rest to us. You just need to turn up and be willing. I want to remind you to join me on Sunday evening on the show, when my guests will be two amazing spiritual teachers, Dr. Gary Jenkins and his lovely wife, Pastor Marcella Jenkins. And they are the founder of the Sword of the Spirit Ministry and also the America Gospel Broadcasting Network. So they are going to be coming on Sunday. And on Monday, we will be having one of the speakers. Keep watching my Facebook page. And we are going to be having one of the speakers that will be on the Vision Weekend platform. We are just showcasing. Again, The conference site is the Vision Weekend Conference 2020, visionweekendconference.com. Remember, if you are not there to invest in you, you cannot blame it on anyone other than yourself. If you have questions, call us on 866-337-3945. Join us on the website. We also have an affiliate program that you can use to earn some money so you'll have some extra money in New York City. Each and every one of us is called for greatness. We are on a part of destiny, and we want to remind you to follow your destiny. We at the Vision Weekend Conference is looking forward to seeing you on March the 23rd, 2012, at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel. Remember, don't allow midnight to hit before you click that register button for the Vision Weekend Conference. So we'll see you there in person on March the 23rd through the 26th, when you'll get the opportunity to rub shoulders with some of the world's greatest entrepreneurs. You have no excuse. You just need to be there.
My destiny. I know what I'm here for.